This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S.-led coalition in Iraq says no Americans were killed in a recent rocket attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Coalition spokesman says the contractor who was killed after a barrage of rockets struck near an airport in northern Iraq was not an American national. Hours after the attack sparked fears of renewed hostilities in the region. Shortly after the attack, an American Army colonel had said a civilian contractor with the coalition was killed, but no further details about the citizenship of the person were provided. Late on Monday, over a dozen rockets hit areas between a civilian international airport in the city of Erbil and the nearby base hosting U.S. troops. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Myanmar have filed a new charge against ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi, her lawyer said on Tuesday, which may allow her to be held indefinitely without trial. Khin Maung Zaw is a lawyer who's been asked to represent the deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
Aung San Suu Kyi was charged not only with one case, as we have already known, two cases.
Maung Zaw told reporters after meeting with a judge that Suu Kyi has been charged with violating Article 25 of the Natural Disaster Management Law, which has been used to prosecute people who have broken coronavirus restrictions. Suu Kyi, who was ousted in a military coup on February the 1st, has already been charged with possessing walkie-talkies that were imported without being registered. The World Health Organization has granted an emergency authorization to the coronavirus vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. The move should allow the UN Health Agency's partners to ship millions of doses to countries as part of a UN-backed program.